Dr. Robert Sternberg is the incoming president of the University of Wyoming. Sternberg is a noted psychologist who is currently the provost at Oklahoma State University. In other interviews, Sternberg has made it clear that a key focus of his will be improving academics at UW, and he's also a big supporter of athletics. I asked him to talk about a few other issues.
Well, as a provost at Oklahoma State, it's been pretty public, too. And I see it as a really big plus for the University of Wyoming. I'm sorry, the University of Oklahoma, I was going to say, and Oklahoma State, which are the two major four-year universities in Oklahoma, are in a position where, for better or worse, they're very frequently competing with each other for resources, and it can get kind of hairy, as we might say. So I think that being the one four-year comprehensive university in the state of Wyoming is actually a plus, because then people's loyalties are to the University of Wyoming, and everybody in the state wishes the best for it. In Oklahoma, for example, and in many states, not everyone does actually wish the best for any given university because of the competition.
Have you had much experience in lobbying or working with legislators and that sort of thing? Because that does seem to be part of the president's job here.
Yeah, it's actually an important part of the provost's job, too, in the academic domain. But I know our senator, our state senator, and our state representative, and I have made contacts with many others. Because we're constantly, I wouldn't use the word lobbying, but educating legislators as to the importance of what we do and how we can serve the state. And I think the best way to educate legislators and the general public of the state is to show them the many ways in which the university serves the state is there economically to benefit the state, and is there as well to really to benefit everyone in the state from its teaching, research, and service. So I view it as an educational process, and as a land-grant institution, the University of Wyoming really is there to serve the state and make everyone's life and state better.
What is that line between, I guess, doing things always for industry and actually doing, I guess, research that maybe could make some people upset?
Well, I think that we want to partner with industry, and we want to partner with nonprofits, and we want to partner with educational organizations and find areas of endeavor that are of mutual benefit to the industries or the nonprofits or the educational groups or whatever, and the university. And I think that many state universities have been successful at doing that, and I think that Wyoming has done a lot of that and that there's always room for improvement. So I really welcome the opportunity to partner with different businesses, different corporations, different nonprofits, different kinds of organizations in the state for the mutual benefit of everybody.
One of the things that is going on in our state, and this is not going to be foreign to you because I think every state has already dealt with this, but when you come in, obviously you're going to have great ideas about how to improve education and improve UW, but you're coming in at a time where the state is looking at some budget cuts. How can you make both work?
Well, I think budget cuts are happening in just about every state. They're certainly happening in the state of Oklahoma. Our budget has just been cut, and I think that's pretty common. And so what you want to do is really, first of all, ask, is everything we're doing really to the maximum benefit of the university and the state? Budget cuts are always hard, but sometimes there's an opportunity in budget cuts in that it can ask you, what's the intersection of our strengths, our passions, and the ways in which we can serve the state? And are we doing those as much as we can? And are there other things we're doing maybe that it's time just to think about the return on investment and whether they should be maybe merged with something or even discontinued. And sometimes it can be an opportunity actually to strengthen the areas in which you're most interested by making them more efficient and making them operate in a smoother way.
Do you think you'd have an advantage coming in from the outside in leading that kind of effort?
Well, I think the advantage of coming in from the outside, as I found when I came to Oklahoma State, is that you bring in a fresh perspective.
Right.
Sometimes people get used to the way things have been done, and if you've been in a place long enough, it gets a little bit hard sometimes to see they're being done any other way. So I think that that's a way in which I would have an advantage. A disadvantage is that you don't know as well how things are done, and you don't know as well why they've been done over a period of years. So what I found as provost at Oklahoma State is that I acquired advisors and people who worked with me as a team who had much greater experience in the state and who had greater tacit knowledge. And so by combining myself from the outside with advisors and team members from the inside, hopefully we got the best of both worlds.
As you research the University of Wyoming, are you satisfied, or maybe let me ask it this way, are you concerned about the decline in where maybe Wyoming sits as far as the marketplace for salaries?
Wyoming salaries are not as high, I think, as anyone would like them to be. They're below the range that probably I think most people in the state would consider ideal. And, of course, one always hopes for more state support. But I've said publicly that my number one priority when I get to Wyoming is first to form relationships around the state and get to know people and have them get to know me and learn more about what the university can do for the state. And once I've started to form relationships, to raise money. The primary job of a university president these days is philanthropy. And it's not only convincing people to help the university, but really convincing them to help themselves. Because when you give a gift to the university, it's your chance to make a difference to an organization you really believe in and that you know can have a long-term enduring how the university is serving the state and making the state a better place to live. So, yes, I think that will be very important.
Hey, another question. This came from an energy industry person who was curious about your knowledge of the energy industry.
Well, the energy industry is the leading industry in the state of Oklahoma. So although I don't have a degree in engineering or in energy-related fields, a lot of my work here has been working with the energy industry. And our vice president for research and I published an article in one of our two major newspapers, Tulsa World, on our views regarding the long-term energy prospects for the state. So it is something that has been very important to me in my job in Oklahoma at the Oklahoma State University, and I think that at least some of that experience will transfer to Wyoming.
Dr. Robert Sternberg, a pleasure. We'll look forward to chatting with you more in the future, and thank you for joining us in Open Spaces.
Yeah, super. Thanks so much for the opportunity to speak with you.